Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Criminals aren't always the smartest, but, you know, normally if they hit up that many places, you have a plan.
String of break-ins at several Soulard businesses caught on camera. A look at the surveillance video as police continue to search for those responsible.
Plus, an area middle school receives national recognition, what they're doing so well that's making a difference in their community. Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, April 11th. You are watching The Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm John Pertzborn.
I'm Blair Lede. Good morning to you all. Thank you so much for waking up with us. We're almost to Friday. Hang in there. This is a live look at our roof camera set up in Maryland Heights. Getting a check of that forecast, meteorologist Angela Huddy on the Lakeside Renovation and Design Weather Deck. Angela?
We all slept well with that steady rain overnight, but good news here as we reach that busier wake-up time of the day as folks get up and get their day going. The steady rain has made an early exit here even before sunrise. So we're drying things out here on the Lakeside Renovation and Design Weather Deck and across the bulk of the St. Louis area this morning. Still some lighter rain showers, especially in our Illinois communities, that all pulling away. So out to the bus stop this morning, expect some puddles, expect a wet ground, but expect fewer and fewer showers. So you can probably leave the umbrella at home. As we go to this afternoon, we'll warm up into the 60s. Wind speeds are going to pick up, so keep that in mind. And we could see a couple isolated wraparound showers, but I think the winds will be the most noticeable effect later on this afternoon. We're going to be quite breezy the next couple of days. Then we're going to warm things up a lot. We'll have that long-range outlook for you coming up in just a few minutes. But the shower is exiting. Roads are wet. Streams are full again this morning. Let's check in with meteorologist Haley Fitzpatrick in the Woods Basement System Storm Runner. You've headed down south a little bit farther. What are you looking at?
Yeah, we've been kind of all over the place. We were in Maryland Heights, then we were in Rock Hill. Now we're a little further south, traveling westbound on 255, and then we're going to hit 55 southbound to kind of get a check of those roads and the area surrounding after last night's rain. As you can see here, we are just outside of Oakville, sort of kind of in the, between Melville and Oakville. The rain has come to an end here largely, especially west of the river, but the roads are still wet, still dealing with wet pavement. So that'll be of concern, especially getting out early this morning. And the traffic's starting to pick up too. So just be mindful of that as you're getting out for your Thursday morning commute. We've been getting a check of the creeks and the streams. They've definitely overflowed since last night's rain event, but not as bad as it was this time last week. Remember, we had the severe weather event Monday into Tuesday of last week. This is Creve-Coeur Creek, and the downstream flow, it's high, but definitely not as high as it was last week. Kind of to put it in comparison, last week, we measured a discharge rate. It peaked at about 3,000 cubic feet per second, whereas tonight into early this morning, the discharge rate peaked at about 700 cubic feet per second. So a bit of a slight change, but you can definitely tell that rate at which the water was flowing has come down. You can kind of see earlier on that footage where the water level was on the concrete barrier holding up the Creve-Coeur Mill Road bridge over the creek. And so, a lot of water came down last night. Anywhere between 1 to 2 inches was kind of the sweet spot here across the St. Louis area and surrounding places. Higher amounts of rain that definitely fell primarily south of 44 here in St. Louis, or in Missouri, I should say, the 44 corridor, and east of 55. That's where that heavier rain fell last night, thanks to the system that's now lifting to the north and east. So we're going to continue to kind of monitor the roads now that the traffic's picked up. But I always mention this, especially when we have slick and kind of wet roadways, just allow yourself some extra time getting out and about this morning. Reporting here in the Woods Basement System Storm Runner, I'm meteorologist Haley Fitzpatrick. Back to you.
All right, Haley, well, the rain is subsiding, but what isn't is our work zone. So you can see things starting to pick up in your north and southbound direction, moving through Revis Barracks right now. We've got road work going on right on the shoulder. What's not going to help is your slowdown at our 255 interchange right now. Speed sitting around 55 miles per hour. Let's take it slow. Those roadways are still slick. I want to focus our attention in Festus right now, though. So here's a view of Highway A. Again, it's your northbound travel starting to pick up, but we know this has been one of our problem spots due to that median work going on. I've got news for you. From 67 up to McNutt, that road work, your 24-hour median and shoulder work, will be ending come Monday. So speeds should look a whole lot better after the weekend. John Blair.
New this morning, a smash and grab in South St. Louis, the Tower Grove South neighborhood. Burglars broke the front door of the Girlfriend's Boutique at Gravois and Bamberger. Surveillance video shows one person standing outside while at least four others exit with boxes and clothing. The owner says they have gotten away with probably $20,000 worth of merchandise, including a gun.
Probably took like $20,000 to $30,000. They took a whole bunch of designer t-shirts, whole bunch of J's, breaking the window, took the cash register with money in there, and took a legal firearm and was snatching stuff on the way out. Like, you could see it on the camera.
The owner says break-ins are common at their location in the plaza. And there were break-ins just 24 hours ago at several Soulard businesses.
At the bottom of two, Chris Renier is live in Soulard with a look at surveillance video of the thieves in the act. Chris?
Well, good morning to you, John. Good morning to you as well. We are just outside of Big Daddy's Bar here on Sydney Street in Soulard. This is one of those businesses that was hit by the burglars. You can see behind us a window here boarded up, busted by those suspects. The owner here hoping surveillance images can help bring the burglars to justice. We can show you that surveillance video provided to us by the owner of Big Daddy's here, John Vilas. You can see two suspects crawling in through a shattered window that they had just thrown a brick through moments earlier. This was about 4:45 yesterday morning. The suspects ripping out two cash registers that had nothing in them. But then the burglars got into an office area where they took cash from drawers left out for the next day. Big Daddy's was not the only business hit. At least three others, including Molly's and Bogart's, were also targeted. St. Louis police now investigating to try and establish if all of these burglaries were connected. A camera view from Big Daddy's provides the clearest look at the suspects' faces. They are wearing masks, but Vilas hopes the images can help in the search for these burglars.
Frustrating, just disheartening. You know, I mean, it is what it is. Nobody got hurt. That's a good thing. And we don't have things like this happen here. They should be identifiable to someone who knows them. We do have a partial plate on a vehicle, on a Kia. That was their getaway car, I guess.
Vilas estimates that between the damaged windows, stolen equipment, and cash, the thieves got him for about $2,500. Vilas telling us that it took police more than a half hour to arrive after the initial alarm sounded. Vilas saying, though, he is pro-police and understands that there may have been other calls taking place. A St. Louis police spokesperson saying they are looking into the delayed response time here. If you have any information about the suspects, you are encouraged to call St. Louis police. For now, live in Soulard, I'm Chris Renier.
Thank you, Chris. Well, new this morning, a vacant house in South St. Louis caught on fire. This was early this morning on Pennsylvania Avenue in the Carondelet neighborhood. No reports of anyone hurt. Firefighters still looking into the cause of that fire.
A 23-year-old woman is missing in St. Louis County, and police say that Amari Pitts was last seen on Tuesday afternoon after dropping off children with a family member. They can't reach her. And their police are asking, if you have any information, please call them, St. Louis County Police or 911.
In a Power of Two follow-up, police say a deadly shooting near the St. Louis University campus was likely drug-related. Now, this happened Tuesday night. St. Louis police say they went out to the shooting at around 7:30 outside of the Coronado Apartments. When they got there, detectives found a 21-year-old man shot in the chest in one of the units at the apartments. Well, that victim went to the hospital where he died. Investigators say they found drugs at the scene. If you know anything about this incident, call Crime Stoppers, and we have that number on your screen. You will always remain anonymous. 6:08 is your time right now. The Wall Street Journal is highlighting some problems in downtown St. Louis we've been reporting on since last year.
Yes, the article yesterday focused on the empty Old Famous Bar Railway Exchange building and other empty office space downtown, calling it a real estate nightmare. Yesterday's story did not mention a Boston developer just purchased the empty AT&T building downtown. And the Wall Street Journal news comes just as the city celebrated a weekend of sports. There were like 100,000 people, fans downtown. Greater St. Louis, Inc. also estimates more than 10,000 residents live downtown. The group Citizens for a Greater Downtown St. Louis, though, say they do hope that this negative national attention will be a wake-up call to work together and address some of the problems.
Well, a middle school in the Metro East is in the national spotlight this morning. This is good news. The student council at Mason Clark Middle School in East St. Louis has earned the 2024 National Gold Award for Excellence. The council just marked its 10-year anniversary. They are being recognized for their leadership development and service to the school and community. Congratulations again to the Mason Clark Student Council. All right, 6:10. Grant's Farm has announced the winner of its mural contest.
Did you get involved in this, Blair?
Not this one.
Blair's an artist, yeah. Well, in honor of the 120th anniversary of Grant's Farm, wow, a call went out. They wanted everybody to do these murals that celebrate Grant's Farm. Well, they reviewed more than 70 submissions. And then the folks at Grant's Farm selected the design of St. Louisan and Mexico native Javier Torres Gomez as the winner. His design highlights the property's natural environment, historic architecture, animals, and the Bush family's German heritage. His mural will be displayed on the park's Tier Garden, so you can go there and see it and enjoy it yourself.
Spring. Nothing like the world progressing towards summer to inspire your own progress. That's what life's all about. In your career, relationships, and your finances. Let's talk about that last one. With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. So your weekly grocery run can feel even more productive, and that morning coffee can taste like a little victory. And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities to get lower rates on loans, like for a new ride or finally having a home to call your own. Sounds like progress, right? With Chime Secured Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.